I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Wait, are you gaming? On a Chromebook?
Yep. It's got a high-res 120Hz display, plus this killer RGB keyboard, and I can access thousands of games anytime, anywhere.
Stop playing.
What?
Get out of here.
Huh?
Yeah, I want you to stop playing and get out of here so I can game on that Chromebook.
Got it.
Go ahead, break it down, really. Discover the ultimate cloud gaming machine, a new kind of Chromebook.
Hey y'all, welcome to Diary of a Cartoonist. I'm Scott Johnson, and it's been a while since the diary has been on, but I make no excuses, okay? Well, other than I've been very busy, and it's, I don't know, hasn't been a big priority. Unfortunately, I have been busy building out a card game, which is now fully funded on Kickstarter, and now I'm super stressed because I got to fulfill it, but I thought I'd take a minute while things were a little less crazy and I don't know, just check in, let you know that I'm still here, still thinking about stuff, still got stuff on my mind, I still have things to say. The question is, will anything I have to say be interesting to you? Well, let's find out. Just got back from Las Vegas again. I was in Las Vegas 2 weeks ago. Now I'm back again from Las Vegas after another trip. This one was for Mother's Day and kind of a getaway mini vacation thing. Nothing too crazy, but a brief one. And it was mostly Kim and I watching little ones while my daughter and her husband got some time off. And that's great. We loved it. No complaints here. Love hanging with those kids. Super chill. Spent a lot of time at a pool. A little bit of sweaty time on the strip, but nothing too crazy. It's very hot there, I know. I want to say it was in the 90s on the strip, but it felt hotter because when you're down there in the middle of it, especially right around where the Cosmo is, all of the glass buildings there tend to amplify the heat or reflect it. And it's just hotter there than it is out in the desert. Just kind of a weird feeling. But anyway, that was a whole lot of fun. And we're back home now. And it's all about getting back into the swing of things. Not some kind of swing, if you know what I mean. Not like that. But, you know, no judgment to anybody in their swings. I'm just saying. I just mean getting back to work, you know? Came back, I got shows to produce, I got content to make. I have commitments to follow through on when it comes to this Kickstarter. And that's what it's all about right now. I did have this thought, though. Wanted to share it here. Maybe get some of your feedback. Text me your thoughts. 801-471-0462. Maybe allusions to this before, or at least I've expressed my frustration about it. But boy, if there's one thing I've noticed, and it was partly because I sort of started chilling out on this trip, and I started paying real attention to how I consume content on the internet. Like, what am I actually doing? What apps am I opening? How long am I staying there? What am I doing there? Am I posting more than I'm reading? Am I reading more than I'm posting? This sort of thing, right? And while that was happening, I realized that a big part of my frustration with Twitter lately, has been this sense that, well, let me start this over. It's not just Twitter. It's all over the place, but it hit me pretty hard that there, the political upheaval in our country, especially here in the United States, I can't speak with any authority of anywhere else, because honestly, I just don't know as much about what's happening on the ground. But I can tell you that here, much of the wrangling is artificial and reactive. So a lot of it is just like, can you believe they said that? Now I'm going to say this. Can you believe they replied that way? I can't believe it. Now I'm going to say this. It's kind of that loop. And the other thing I realized, and Twitter helped me realize this, a ton of blue check subscribers who spout a lot of this stuff, I realized they're all like doing hustle bro kind of talk too. So when you read their accounts, it's not just screw the Democrats or screw the Republicans or whatever it is that you're yelling. It's also they're trying to make a business out of it. In other words, you know, for me with video games and other stuff, my career evolved around those interests because those are things not only am I interested in, but others are. So I can make content that they'll consume. And, you know, you can build a career around things people consume. And I realized that's no different in the political space, especially lately. It's like cryptocurrency or NFTs, but more long standing. I mean, obviously politics have been around since man has been around, but this form of it where you can turn a modest social media following into a burgeoning anger generator that gets people all fired up anytime you say anything, which translates directly into revenue. That feels new-ish. You know, like yanking people around and, you know, misleading people or whatever. That's always been big business in some form. But it just feels like everybody thinks they've got a chance. This is like the you know, everybody in 2014, 15 rushing to be a game streamer or rushing to be a YouTube content creator. You know, there was this like gold rush era for that, except in this case, it's just who can be the shittiest to each other and then gain the biggest following from that. And then that's the business model. And I don't think this is too, I don't think this is a crazy thing to say. And I don't think I'm being hyperbolic. I know people who I don't get labeled very easily. I'm not really right or left or I don't know what I am, but I hate our two labels in this country. It's stupid. Absolutely stupid. It accounts for nothing. It just makes it easier for people to play team sports and fight, but it doesn't actually it doesn't actually describe me or anyone else for that matter. Anyway, people who align more with my way of thinking generally are doing this. It's the same thing. They're building out a business model on the back of political strife and one-upsmanship and all the stuff, right? All those things. And I don't know why it took, it seems like an easy revelation for someone to have, like I should have noticed some of this earlier, but I don't know. It just came to me with such clarity while I was out of town that then everything I saw or read was painted by it. So I would see, you know, anything really. And I just go, there it is again. There's the devil. There's the devil poking his head out of the mushroom, you know, or I don't even know what that means, but you know what I mean? It's just kind of, it's so pervasive. And it, like a little voice in my head said, hey, Scott, check it out. If you stop looking at that stuff, then it won't bug you as much. And if it doesn't bug you so much, you won't think about it all the time or a lot of the time. And if you don't think about it a lot of the time, it won't have a negative impact on your life because you can't control that shit anyway. So move on and control what you can. And all I can control is what I can control. And here's what I control, okay? I can control what I want to make. And what I want to make is fun content. I want to make people laugh. I want to make people interested in what we're talking about. Depends on, you know, what kind of show we're talking about. And I want to make really good versions of that. And that's it. I want to record what I want. I want to draw what I want. And you know what? Everybody should be able to do that. So if there's somebody listening to this going, well, how's that different than some guy who, I don't know why I'm doing that voice. How's that different from somebody who's got, you know, a sort of a hate-filled rant podcast or whatever, and that's how he's buttering his bread? I'm not here to tell them not to. That's the problem. That's part of the problem, is there's so many people telling everybody what to do. None of them willing to do it themselves. And I'm checking out of that. I don't want to do that. I don't want to be a part of that. I won't tell them, and they're not going to tell me. Mostly because I'm just not going to listen to them anymore. I'm just not going to pay attention to it. I'll give you examples. I don't care. Really, truly, truly. And maybe you'll say, well, Scott, this just shows you've got a, you know, this is a privilege you didn't know you had, and not everyone can ignore it. No, I understand. But like, I'll give you an example. I never need to hear ever again what Marjorie Taylor Greene has to say. For a bunch of reasons. Number one, I just straight up don't need to hear it. Number two, nothing she says is anything I can do anything about. She's not my representative. I don't even live in her state. I have zero connection to doing anything that would change the state of the Marjorie Taylor Greene world. It's just, I don't have it. There's no tools in my toolbox. So why would I expose myself to it? And I'm happy to report, I haven't heard about her in about 3 weeks. So I'm sure she's up to some shit. I just don't care anymore. I'm done. Now, if you say, you know, did you hear Mike Lee, you know, pooped on the desk at the state capitol and set it on fire or something, you know, my own senator or whatever. Well, then, yeah. And then I can actually do something. I can vote. I can, you know, try to get the word out. I can do a lot of things that are meaningful to stop Mike Lee from taking a dump on a desk. But I don't have control over that. I don't have control over Feinstein and her weirdness and her not willingness to step down. And I think they're actually doing a little elder abuse over there. But I can't do anything about it. It's out of my purview. It's out of my reach. And the big trick that social media is playing on everybody is making you think it's in your reach, that you have some say. You don't. You might in San Francisco if you're trying to make a change there, and you might in Georgia if you're trying to make a change there. But what happens in Montana? I can't. What am I going to do? Oh, did you hear what the governor of Montana did? No. And then even if I did, would it make me mad? Yeah. And then what? What action do I take then? Nothing. I can't do anything. There's a whole bunch of things I can do, and most of those don't make social media companies any money, so they don't engage in that. They also don't engage in, you know, content that's heartfelt and wholesome, for lack of a better term. I don't mean like, you know, content-wise. I mean like, you know, what drives engagement is what they care about. That's it. And engagement doesn't come from, oh, this is a cute video of a cat. I mean, there's a little of that, right? But the engagement, meaning like the fiery, everybody get involved, freak out, retweet a billion times, that stuff, that's all the hate and the mad and the angry and the whatnot. All of it. Directly takes advantage of a part of human nature that I'm pissed that that's the way of it. And I'm pissed for being a victim of it. I'm pissed for, you know, at times being an active participant in it. So I'm done with that stuff, man. I'm done. I'm out. It's going to be hard though, because it's hard to ignore this stuff, but I'm done. Everything from now on for me is going to be posting stuff, things I like, talking to people I like. Yeah, I'm doing what you may even perceive it as the selfish thing. Don't buy into this idea that that is selfish, because what that is me acknowledging the truth. The truth is I can't do shit about MTG. I'll just keep using her as an example. She drives me so up a tree. As much as she does, I don't have any control over it. There's nothing I can do. Now, if somebody walks up to me and goes, hey, what do you think of her? She's got a bright future. I'd say, don't talk to me about her. She's terrible. And I'll move on. There, I did what I could do. That's the best I can do. Oh my gosh, my wife's calling me over and over on the phone. Let's see who this is. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
It's me.
Oh, hi. I was recording a thing. That's why I didn't answer. I'm sorry.
You're fine. I just thought you would come eat before your show.
Oh, that's a good idea. Kim made a chicken pot pie, and I need to go get it.
Yes, you do.
All right. Keep the fires on. I'll be right up.
Keep on.
All right. Bye. Okay. She made me something. She doesn't want me to starve today. Anyway, have I made it clear what I'm trying to say? And that doesn't mean I'm uninstalling these apps. I'm going to get rid of it's not what I mean. I'm going to use them what they were originally intended to be used for before everyone figured out where the money was. And that is interacting with the community, talking about common interests, sharing funny stuff, letting people know when something cool is about to drop, making cool shit and posting it. You know what I'm saying? Do you know what I'm saying? Because as long as it's taking this lesson to sink in, despite what anyone else would tell you, you're not making a difference when you argue with a blue check about something ridiculous. All you've done is fallen into the stupid little bear trap they set up for you. That's it. And they don't even half the time know they're doing it. That's the viciousness of the cycle. Like, there are a lot, you know, I don't think they're all knowingly trying to just, you know, kick up a stink every day. I think some are, but I know who definitely is, and that is social media companies. They know. They absolutely know. They know exactly where their engagement comes from, and they are going to be very slow to change that. Why would they change it? And when I say slow, I mean like not do that. They're going to keep it alive. They'll say something else. They'll say things in public that will make it sound different, but it's your whole revenue model. It's what makes Facebook Facebook. It's what makes Twitter Twitter. They figured it out. Hate and anger sells, and people get sucked into it. And I don't want to anymore. I'm getting off this train. I'll use the train to my needs, and that's it. Right? It doesn't mean ignoring anyone or not, you know, the whole point is not to just, I'm not troglodyting my way out of it all. It's not what I'm saying. I just don't want to engage on those levels anymore. I'm done. I don't want to do it. Now, I say all this, and is it possible in a week someone's going to shit post and I'm going to go, oh my gosh, I freaking can't stand it. I have to say something and reply. Maybe. But that's what I'm working on. That's what I'm trying not to do. So I'm not asking for anyone to expect perfection out of me on this, because I don't expect it out of myself. I'm just going to try to do more and better and, you know, could care. Like, it's going to be a real challenge. This 2024 business coming up with an election here, national election here in this country, given everything we know about it heading into it. My gosh, dude. Just for my own sanity, I cannot be hands-on on this. I just can't do it. I'd probably sound different if my whole business was based around the freak out that is modern politics. But since it isn't, I can be honest with you and tell you I don't want anything to do with it. And again, no shade. If someone here's listening to this and that's what you do, you know, you're a political commentator or something, that's fine. Everybody do you. But I'm not falling for this stuff anymore. It sucks. Sucks big eggs. All right. I better go eat this before Kim basically tells me, why didn't you eat the thing I made you? She wouldn't do that, but I feel bad when I miss it. So this was a short one, but maybe that's what'll help these get out sooner, is I'll just be less worried about making them too long or long enough. And, you know, we'll just put out a little 20-minuter here and there. Either way, hope you're having a good one. We'll see you next time right here on The Diary.
This Mother's Day, treat mom to healthy, glowing skin with Osea's limited edition skincare sets. Osea has been making clean, seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. Their advanced eye care duo brightens and firms skin around your eyes, while the Golden Glow Body Trio nourishes and smooths skin all over. Go to oseamalibu.com and use code MOM for 10% off your first order site-wide.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Ando.
And I'm Fer.
And we host Niñas Bien Podcast.
We want to invite you to listen to our show.
Niñas Bien means good girls in Spanish. But you have to know that this is not a podcast for good girls.
Or for girls at all. It is a comedy podcast. So everyone is welcome to listen.
We talk about sex, relationships, technology.
We recommend movies and TV shows and discuss pop culture in general.
And there is Chisme Ajeno too.
A section we have just to gossip about everyone. So you'll find something you like here.
And you'll practice your Spanish.
The cleanest Spanish you'll find, we promise.
And if you already hablas español,
vamos a ser tus nuevas amigas. We'll be your friends for the non-Spanish speakers.
New episodes every Monday and Thursday.
Hosted by Acast and available to all audio platforms.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.